Energizing the nation's capital with 50,000 watts of music power. 50,000 watts of power. WAVA, Washington.
Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up now. It's time to shake a leg and get up. It's time for you to raise your head up. Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up, now you know it's time. Come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and wake up now.
I'm Mike Lewis from Channel 9. And the Morning Zoo with Don and Mike is next.
Hold on, I got a joke for you. Go ahead. Okay, the answer is a fibula, a tan, and Jimmy Hoffa.
Oh, what's the question?
Name a shin bone, a skin tone, and a guy deep in the end zone. Thank you.
Live from the Victory Room inside Vetroplex Center in scenic, beautiful Arlington, Vietnam, it's the Morning Zoo. Inviting you to join Glory Neff, Kim Boomer Anderson, Frank and Diana Gibbs, and the entire zoo crew. Today, it's Monday, and we'll have all the details on the big Redskins victory with quarterback Mark Rippon and Channel 4's George Michael. Plus, details on our fabulous weekend of fun. A Central American country goes wild for the Chicago Cubs.
Magic number now only three.
I love this song. Oh, come on, stop.
Last night when you watched that Saturday Night Live show, I know you thought that Bass-O-Matic thing with Dan Aykroyd where he put the fish into the blender. I know you thought that was original. But ladies and gentlemen, here he is, inventor of the Bass-O-Matic, Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, I sold the idea to Danny Aykroyd. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It's 6:07. And good morning, my friends. Here are the top 10 things I did while waiting to see if Hugo would hit us on Friday afternoon.
All right.
Because you remember, up until like, noon on Friday, we still thought it was going to hit us.
Yeah, we were all bracing for it,
Were still panicking. Well, here's the top 10 things I did to get ready. Number 10, I scotch-guarded my cat. Number 9, bread, milk, toilet paper.
Yeah.
Number 8, I boarded up the windows in my car. Number 7, I got a bullhorn and prematurely evacuated my neighborhood. Number 6, I convinced the WAVA engineering staff that this was the day to replace those burned-out tower lights.
There you go.
Sure, go ahead, climb up on that tower, guys. Number 5 thing I did while waiting for Hugo on Friday, I took my camera to Mike's trailer park to get some before pictures. Thank you. The number 4 thing I did while waiting for Hugo, I tried to convince Kim the end was near and that we should make wild love right now.
Yeah! Oh, yeah.
Number 3 thing I did while waiting for Hugo, I took a shower with my clothes on and then went to Dulles to convince arriving passengers to go back immediately. Thank you. Number 2, waiting for Hugo, I booked an appointment at the same place J.C. Hayward gets her hair done just to see if disaster strikes in the same place twice. And... thank you. And the number 1 thing I did while waiting to see if Hugo would hit us on Friday.
Number 1?
I took all the labels off my canned goods in my pantry, yeah. And I wrote on the cans with magic markers to avoid any confusion.
You know, I was driving before you were in your daddy's pants.
Thank you.
Right.
Hugo.
Celebrating 23 years of the Don and Mike Show. Here's Buzz Burbank and Rob Spiewak.
All Hi, thanks for joining us on a Wednesday as we continue the ultimate best of Don and Mike, our favorite moments from the Don and Mike show over the last 23 years.
Do you think the show sounds any different today?
No, I think it's exactly the same.
I do, too. I think, I mean, the energy and the wit, it's all still there.
Yeah.
That was from, by the way, November of 1989, and anyone who had their alarm clock at 6 a.m., as I did and everyone in my family did, remembers that horrible Mr. Rogers song.
If that didn't wake up in the morning, nothing would.
Exactly.
We're having as much fun going through these tapes and listening to them as we think you are, and we appreciate you tuning in and listening to the ultimate best of Don and Mike as we lead up to Don's return on Friday for the final Don and Mike show.
Exactly, and it's kind of a weird moment now because we've done two shows, we have two more to go, mm-hmm. and I want to make sure that all the stuff we play is just so choice, and there's limited slots, so you're going to see a lot of stuff jammed in today. Don't go anywhere.
It's hard to narrow it down to
it
all
really
the good
is.
Stuff, but we think we've got the best stuff for you, and everybody likes the Lay King.
Oh, this is one of the best Lay King bits ever, and I'll just say this. Oopsies! I'm the best of Don and Mike.
Yeah.
And here's Marty. Marty.
Yes, yes.
Do you get the oopsies?
Oopsies.
Do you get the oopsies, Marty?
Walking down the hallway.
Marty.
Yes.
Marty.
Yes.
It says on the screen, this call was screened by Joe.
So
says
Marty's got something he wants to talk about.
This is Marty gets the oopsies. Marty was interviewed by Dennis last night, it says, at the baseball game.
We're talking with Marty. Aaron Brown and Newsnight's coming up. We're going to ask, Marty, was it a nice, did you have a good Dennis talk, chat?
Well, I've known Dennis. I went to school with Dennis.
When you cough, you ever get an oopsie?
You get an oopsie? Do you get the oopsies when you cough?
Yeah, I know.
It's bad you hit the oopsie when you drive.
Oh, yeah.
How do you
bad.
Clean the oopsie when you're driving?
You ever get an oopsie when you sneeze?
No, not yet.
Oh.
When they come over in the restaurant with the big pepper shaker, sometimes...
When they grind it, do you get
the oopsies? Oopsies?
These sound like the question Dennis was giving me last night.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a guy who knows Dennis.
Well, see, right away, that's not necessarily good.
I didn't say that. I went to school with Dennis.
It's tainted, though.
Yeah, but see, you knew him. Did you, I mean, was this sort of set up? Did he say, hey, I remember you, come on over and let me interview you?
No, I went walking by. He's sitting by himself on the Armory steps. And I said, Dennis Murphy. He's like, hey, Marty, how you doing? I said, great. He goes, hey, can I interview for Don and Mike? I said, no problem, Dennis. And yeah. That's how it went.
All right, well, we'll figure out which guy you are on the tape. Thank you. Thank you, Marty.
Okay, I just want to make sure Dennis knows. I gave him the wrong ticket to go. He was so excited. He was spitting in the microphone.
Sure.
Saying, I'm in the stadium. Don and Mike, I'm in the stadium. And I gave him the ticket. I had two tickets. I gave him the wrong ticket. The ticket I gave him was the one that I already used. So he went to go in the stadium. He called me back on my cell phone last night.
Oh.
And he had the wrong ticket.
Oh, they
turned
let him
away
in.
At the gate.
Wouldn't let him. So you gave Dennis a bogus ticket to the game.
I gave Dennis a bogus ticket, and now I see him once every 10 years.
Marty, when you eat a lot of fruit salad and exert yourself, do you oopsie?
Yeah, I do now.
The oopsies.
Well,
you know what helps the oopsies?
What?
Cheese.
Yeah, dairy.
Cheese. Uh-huh. Cottage cheese.
I'm aware of any ballpark food. Ballpark food will cause an oopsie.
Try the nachos.
Get the ballpark Frank's, the Boog's barbecue. That'll cause a severe oopsie.
And of course, when I was a boy in Brooklyn, I would get the egg cream oopsies. I'd come home and go, Mumsy, I got the oopsie.
Terrible oopsies. This is Larry King. Folks, I've got the oopsies right now from eating too much Welch's purple grape juice.
One time, Sandy Koufax said, I leaned down to catch the ball and got the oopsie.
Back in the day when I was pretending to be Sandy Koufax's friend and he beat me up, I'd get the oopsies as I'd run home crying to my mommy.
I remember my first oopsie. It was chicken fat on matzo bread, and it was very rich.
I used to drink too many egg creams, and on my way home from school, I'd get a severe case of the oopsies.
On the subway?
Yes.
Aaron Brown, Newsnight, coming up. We're joined by former First Lady Nancy Reagan. Of course, you've had the oopsie, I've had the oopsie, but I think the great communicator had the greatest oopsies.
The title of a new book is Oopsie Daisy.
Oh. Famous oopsies I've met. Hi, folks.
Hi.
This is Lay King.
Lay King, Aaron Brown, and Newsnight's coming up. We're going to...
My ex-wife, Julie, would eat maraschino cherries all day.
I know that sometimes...
Give her the oopsies.
All night.
There'd be an occasion when I'd be talking with Angie Dickinson, and my level of excitement would cause me to get an oopsie.
I understand
right
that.
On the set of Larry King Live. Very, very. And, of course,
that's
when I was talking to Cindy Garvey, wife of, ex-wife of Steve Garvey of the Los Angeles Dodgers, I'd fill the studio with oopsies.
And conversely, although I'm not a homosexual, when Tommy Lasorda is talking baseball with me.
It's oopsie time.
And we talk about playing stickball. Oh, it's oopsie city.
Yes, talking about accidents.
Oopsie.
Oopsie, sorry. We don't call them accidents. Not around the Larry King studio.
Hi, folks, it's Lay King.
Hi, it's Lay King. I'm really excited about my oopsies.
You ever been out on the town, you feel something, and you think, nah. Then a couple seconds later, you go... Oopsie.
Hi, this is Lay King. Want to remind everyone that Aaron Brown's coming up with Newsnight. When you're sliding into home and you feel a bit of foam, it's an oopsie. Very exciting, Larry King.
Nice poem.
I know I was in a tuxedo at the Larry King Cardiac Foundation dinner and had an oopsie. Had to go home. Had to go back to my hotel.
Mm-hmm. Hi, folks. It's Lay King. When your shorts begin to sweat, don't you fret. It's just an oopsie.
Just an oopsie.
Just an oopsie. Ever been at a party? That's why I'm here for oopsie spray. Let's cover up those foul oopsies. Oopsie.
Larry King, sliding into home with Aaron Brown and Newsnight coming up. I wish you no oopsies. Don't forget to take ecstasy. Ecstasy. When you're swimming in the pool and you feel something drool, it's an oopsie.
We've almost got a song.
Peter Jennings is my guest. Peter, battling the awful lung cancer. Peter, when you would have the 10 to 12 packs a day and you get the hacking cough, you get the oopsie. You get the oopsie. David Brinkley was Mr. Oopsie. We remember him many times. Yeah. He would oopsie and not know he had oopsied. That's bad when you get the secret oopsie. Oopsie.
Mr. Brinkley, you have oopsie.
Oopsies, yes, you are on the air. This Larry King, very excited about ecstasy. I take it every day. It prevents oopsies, which is my main goal in life.
Hi, folks, this is Larry King. I was talking with Sly Stallone's mother, Jacqueline Stallone, pet psychic. And she said, my dog says, and then she said, oh, Larry, my dog barked and scared me. I got an oopsie.
I remember that night with Cindy Garvey when she was on my radio program, and I thought to myself, when you're talking to a dish and you feel something squish, it's Larry King, it's an oopsie. Losing total and total control.
When you smell something bad, smells worse than feet. It's an oopsie, trust me, it's not a treat. Folks, it's Lay King.
Hi.
We've kidded about the oopsies. Yeah.
But it's seriously a problem for many, and I've got the problem. Aaron Brown and Newsnight. You get the oopsies? That'll be the way he ends every interview he ever did. Thanks for coming on the show, Leonardo. Do you get the oopsies? Yes. We're with Leonardo DiCaprio talking about oopsies when he's out there making The Aviator in a long shoot and a long day out in the desert.
The cast of Sahara. We're talking to Penelope Cruz, Matthew McConaughey. You get the oopsies in the desert? Are they dry oopsies?
We're with Keira Knightley. Talking about her latest film project, No Time for Fibbing, when you make a little ribbon, it's an oopsie.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Kirstie Alley, our guest tonight on Larry King Live. Kirstie, of course. She's the one that invented the whoopsie. When it's just too big to be an oopsie, it's a whoopsie.
Do you think that you are smarter when your shorts are filled with water? It's an oopsie. Larry King talking about all the songs that we're making up concerning oopsies that we're having each and every day. I'm Larry King. Hi. Welch's Purple Grape Juice, Ecstasy.
Give me the oopsies. Hello, Don and Mike show.
When you're up against a wall and you feel something fall, it's an oopsie.
It's an oopsie. It's Jesus. An oopsie. Oh, hello, man. Don and Mike show.
When you're riding in your Chevy and your shorts are feeling heavy, it's an oopsie.
It's, nice job.
These sound... I think the ones we're getting from the callers are actually from the real tune.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. We, on the other hand, are making them up. We don't know the song by heart. We never have known the lyrics. We probably took it from them.
You hear a rebeat, you think it might be a frog. Turns out it's a little May log.
It's an oopsie.
It's an oopsie. You hear something that goes thud. You look down, you think, I'm not eating milk duds. It's an oopsie.
When you're laughing like a clown and you discover something brown, it's an oopsie. It's Larry King. Very excited.
And listen. When you get to be an older fella and the brown kind of merges with the yellow, that's an oopsie.
An oopsie. Yes. Of course it is. Of course it is.
The oopsies. Hi, folks. It's Larry King in Washington. So excited about the oopsies.
So excited about the new development on the Larry King Show. We'll be here till 9 o'clock news night with Aaron Brown's coming up, and he'll be discussing oopsies on the Larry King Show. When you're reading your good ink and then something starts to stink, it's an oopsie.
Hello. How you doing? Don and Mike Show. Hello.
When you're talking to a tramp and your panties are kind of damp, that's an oopsie.
When you...
What?
What is that one?
When you almost lose your footing because your shorts are filled with pudding, it's an oopsie. Oh, God. You know, what we're doing is something, we're just modifying something that was done when we were fifth graders.
Hello.
Hi, when you're walking up a ladder and you feel something splatter, it's an oopsie.
That's an oopsie. That's an oopsie.
I gotta say, this might be a time the callers are actually lapping us on this.
Don and Mike Show. We don't have time to sit with our Lionel Richie rhyming dictionaries. Right. But go ahead.
Lying in your bed and you feel something spread. It's an oopsie.
Oh. Oopsie. Hello.
I do love it. And, of course, from the movie Parenthood.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hold on.
Wonderful.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. You have a big sneeze, but you forgot to squeeze. It's an oopsie.
That's the first one that has failed miserably.
It had to happen.
Aaron Brown at Newsnight. We hope we get some more. We're taking lots of your phone calls coming up at the top of the hour. Hope you're enjoying yourself.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oh,
you're laying cable.
Hold on, start over. We didn't hear you.
When you're sitting at the table and you think you're laying cable.
Right, that's an oopsie.
It's an oopsie.
It's an oopsie. Hi, folks.
When
it's
you're
Lake
feeling
King.
Nice and daffy and you make some trouser taffy, it's an oopsie.
It's an oopsie.
Oh, man.
Okay. You ever been like me, having your wife give you a sponge bath, and all of a sudden she says, oh, it's the dreaded dried oopsie. Oh. She says, there's a smell so bad, I feel like I'm going to cry.
When you beep your auto horn and you suddenly see corn, it's an oopsie. My God, what's happened to the show? Probably took it from them. Larry King.
Hope you liked this edition of Oopsie Theater.
That's right.
We'll bring it back again someday, very soon.
And remember, don't try to blame another when you feel that apple butter. It's an oopsie. Thank you. Thank you. Courtesy of Buzz Burbank.
What?
You might think you're tripping when you feel something dripping.
It's an oopsie! Thank you.
A Zyga product. Zygacom presents Oopsie.
You see, folks, what we're talking about is the fact that Larry's getting older.
Yes. Hi, folks. It's Larry King.
Hi, it's Larry King, working till I'm 90. Just like Bob Hope did. Thank you.
Bob was Mr. Oopsie.
Yes.
Oopsie Hall of Fame.
Oopsies all over Palm Springs, California.
I remember back when I was a boy, I first heard about FDR.
Oh, yes, Larry.
He said, what's the hardest thing about being with FDR? And they said, the oopsies.
Yeah.
The Oval Office oopsies.
Back in those days, they probably kept the oopsies a secret.
Mm-hmm. Probably hid them from him.
If President Bush today had oopsies, you'd be all reading about it all over the newspaper.
Yes.
If George Bush had it today, it would be all over the newspaper.
Yeah.
Get it, Zyga? Yeah.
FDR had the polio oopsie.
That's right. Polio oopsie.
Polio oopsie.
Polioli oopsie.
JFK. Up there. Stop there talking about President Kennedy's oopsie.
What else do I have to say? He didn't start the fire.
Billy Joel gets the oopsies when he drinks.
You bet he does.
When he drinks and drives, he gets the oopsies.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I have one for Rob.
One for Rob?
I have one for Rob. He's going to enjoy this. When Adolf talks to Himmler and in his pants is his dinner, it's an oopsie.
Congratulations, right, you've killed it.
That's it. It's officially over. Done.
It's officially over.
Thanks to this guy.
But it's okay. We were looking for a way out anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we continued it one more frame than it needed. The comic strip was one more frame than it needed to be.
You ever get a good look at the spokes in FDR's wheelchair?
But you still want to go back.
To the oopsie.
To the oopsies.
Franklin.
Franklin.
You got the oopsies. Abe Lincoln had the oopsies.
That's why, all right, put him in the pool. Put him in the pool.
Abe's oopsies. Put him in the reflecting pool.
There you go. Thank you, Mr. President.
We should take a break. And, Buzz, I noticed that you were silent during that entire...
Not entirely.
He was a silent contributor.
I know you were writing your gags, but come on, join the fun one time. Play with the bad
boys.
Well,
all the good ones have been used.
Robbie, you got one for him?
About Lincoln.
I've got one.
Go give it to Buzz. Go give it. Let's let Buzz have a final.
I've got a better one, though, if I can write it down for him. Oh, boy, it's so good.
Uh-huh.
I'll just say it to
you. Say it. Uh-huh. What is it?
When you're reading all the news and you feel it start to ooze, it's an oopsie. Thank you. Buzz, take it away.
As Larry.
It doesn't make any sense.
Thank you, Buzz.
He dropped a baby Ruth when he saw John Wilkes Booth.
Abe Lincoln.
Yeah,
he had an oopsie.
Whoopsie.
But he didn't have a baby. Well, never mind. I understand.
Read it like Larry.
He dropped a baby.
Read it like Larry.
He dropped a baby Ruth when he saw John Wilkes Booth.
Right.
It was an oopsie.
Oopsie, yeah.
Abe Lincoln had an
baby
oopsie.
Ruth.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Candy bar
that was
I understand. And I know the analogy.
Right?
Yeah.
It didn't make. Still doesn't make sense?
No, it's all right.
Okay.
Hey, Mary Todd Lincoln. When Abe shot in the head.
You'll be reading on her blog just about that Lincoln log. It's an oopsie.
Something about her pants being red. That's a bad oopsie.
We've shown, folks, this is Larry King. I think that on the Don and Mike show, we've demonstrated how to take something and go all day with it. We're definitely taking it to its furthest possible point.
Uh-huh.
Aaron Brown and Newsnight's coming up at the top of the hour.
The oopsies.
Oopsies.
Oopsies daisies.
Oopsie daisy.
Mary Todd Lincoln. This theater box is stinking.
It's an oopsie.
Send Gad the oopsie.
That's it.
Boy, I'd like to go back in time even more. I really, but we
You
must.
Mean earlier in this bit or farther back in history?
I thought you were on the good ship, Don and Mike, today, Buzz.
I am. No,
I didn't realize
I'm kidding, of course.
Okay. So what would you like to say now, Buzz?
Well, nothing in particular.
Just kidding. He's busting your balls.
When Moses parts the big Red Sea and he feels it on his knee, it's an oopsie.
Am I alone now in the oopsie thing?
When man was taking a big snooze out of the primordial ooze, it's an oopsie.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you for hanging with me all the way on it. Thank you.
You know me. All we need is a couple of beers.
That's why I love you. That's why I love you. Because even he's dropped out now. Right now?
He's out.
Yeah, Buzz was out a while ago.
I'm trying.
Rob, I know you are. I know you are, but it's just Mike and I right now. Still keeping the oopsie going.
Oopsie.
You writing something down, Buzz?
No, I'm just thinking, you know, yeah, maybe.
George Washington's wooden teeth can't hide what's down beneath. It's an oopsie.
It's an oopsie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, because me too. Now I'm trying to think of words that rhyme with Nixon.
Yeah.
You know, and Ford.
When they fought the old Crusades, they'd always see who tried to maids. Forget it. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Me too.
I'm okay. Through.
We've That's used the it. Good ones.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.